You are now listening to FMB Radio. Radio.
Fuckers.
And welcome to FMB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins and I'm your host. I would like to welcome Nikki Fairman to the show.
Oh my God, Lindsay.
Oh, there you are.
I mean, are we finally together?
Feels like the world wants to keep us apart.
I know, it's ugly. So I would like to shine a light and welcome Philip Michael Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me. Yes. Dramatic pause for effect.
I love it. Welcome to the show, Philip.
Thanks, guys. It's good to be back. It's good to have the triumvirate, you know, in full force today.
Well, it's nice to just do it just good. Us.
The Triforce.
Yeah.
You know?
Because sometimes we got to do that. It's going to be one of our last just us's in the FNB HQ.
We got to soak it up. Who doesn't love a fuck a guest?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's just a best friends podcast. That's all. You know, best friends talking about best friends.
That's all it is. Just a final farewell. Farewell. Can I talk?
Final
farewell. I'm fine. Farewell. No, it's almost time for us to get the fuck out of here.
It's almost the end of the grand experiment.
Yep.
Dude, May 31st, if you haven't come to hang out with us.
I don't want to hear it. Don't you come and say that you were busy for 3 months straight, because I'm not trying to hear that.
Three whole months.
You couldn't pencil me in?
Come get some, people.
Yeah, because we have a sign-in sheet, so if your name's not on the sign-up sheet,
we're going to know
that you didn't come.
Yeah, and we'll find your email address, and you're just going to get, you get the newsletter.
It's just going to be
like a wedding.
Yeah.
Right? With the book?
Yeah. We're going to be like, we know.
Sign in. I always wonder about those, because I signed in for Jeremy, and I was like, do people want that? They want your real signature.
I don't even know where our book is. I'm sure
did you
my
have
wife
one?
Does. I don't know, honestly. I think we did.
So you can just see. So
I
you
think
can
we
look.
Had a tiny little station where you sign the book.
Yeah, I think you sign in because it's for the Southern, and Northern everybody. I mean, thank you notes are universal.
Yeah.
But thank you notes are especially.
Is that what it's for?
That's what it's for. It's not just for gifts, because, I mean, you have a shower where you have to thank them specifically for the gift. There's also thanking people for wedding gifts. There's also thank yous just for coming. Because you know what?
Wow.
You had to travel to get there. I know I fed you and got you super drunk and we did the electric slide, but.
And got Phil a baby 9 months later.
Hey, listen, people got pregnant up at my wedding.
I think
okay?
that's going to be my my New Year's resolution. I know that it's May. But
you're getting ready.
No, like writing thank you notes.
It's a great feeling.
That I do not do.
I write a lot, actually.
I need to get on that.
Well, my grandmother on my father's side stopped sending me birthday presents for like 5 years because I missed one thank you note.
That's fine. Wow. That's a high price.
I didn't get a birthday or a Christmas gift for 5 years.
And I mean, when was that? Were you like 9?
Yeah, I was like 10.
That's hardcore. Also,
I've been writing thank you notes since I was able to write.
And then how do you come back from that though? Because they don't send a gift, so you can't ever get back in their good graces.
It was also the same grandmother that got mad that I didn't send her a get well card when she got a facelift. So that was
wow.
A thing.
That's not a sickness.
Get well. Listen, Grandma Ann Hall, that shit was crazy. Yeah.
Get well.
I mean, I understand it's surgery.
That's like a self-inflicted one, though.
Yeah, it's elective. You chose to take that course. Right?
Yeah, that was an option.
I mean, she was looking good. God love her. R.I.P. But grammar, so thank you notes. Now, I mean,
you write them and they are nice, and it's a small thing that doesn't take much time.
I know.
And I feel like they go
so
much further.
Every time you get one.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, 'cause I was like, I should send like a really cool gift. And I was like, I don't have any money. And then I just wrote a note and I was like, they probably like that too.
Mm-hmm. Everyone likes that. Well, it feels sincere. And also guess what? Finding a stamp. That's like
hard.
That's like the millennial, like, scavenger hunt, you know? Like, yeah. They're like, what's a post office? What do you mean? Do I lick it? Is it a sticker? Where do I put it? On this envelope?
Envelope. Once you get there, you're like, never sending a letter again, because that's a sad place, the post office.
It's tough.
Post office is pretty sad.
It's horrible. I'm always there for hours.
We don't go there though. We order our stamps and we mail
from stamps.com.
Calling you stamps.com. This could be a moment where we advertise for you. You're my white whale.
Remember stamps.com?
Do you really use stamps.com?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, well,
guys,
I don't
we're not
know.
Saying
my
stamps.com
wife does it, but
one more time until they call me back.
We order stamps online, probably through Amazon, and then they arrive.
Wow.
We send out our stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I remember finding some stamps, but they were so old, they weren't the current postage rate anymore. Right, so I was like,
double
fuck.
Up or whatever.
Yeah, it changed.
It's annoying. And then you're like going to the post office, can I get 2 cent stamps, please? Yeah. Do you have any, what's the smallest?
What's the smallest?
Who's on there?
Match up these
nothing.
28 cent stamps that I have. I don't even know what stamps are.
What is the rate, the postage rate now?
No idea. 30 cents, 35 cents.
It's got to be more than that.
It's something like that.
It's high. It's like 42.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're going to look it up.
My wife runs my whole life.
Let's get her on the phone.
Sometimes I sign. Sometimes she signs.
You know? It's keep it really loosey-goosey. But it's
a nice thing.
So mailing a thank you note.
Actually, yeah. Mari and Henry sent us a postcard at F&B HQ while they were on tour. It was so cool.
It was.
Dude, because guys, postcards used to be the old Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, how did you brag about where you were and what you were doing?
No
you
kidding.
Sent a postcard.
That's true.
And then with a note being like, repeat in a British accent. I'm in London. Uh-huh. You know? And then.
When I was a kid, I was always the guy who would send the, midnight in New York City, or like when the postcard that's just completely black.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Because you were just, like,
I was
jokes.
Like the funny guy.
You were just getting the jokes in there.
So yeah, I was always like, nighttime in San Francisco or whatever.
Yeah,
just dark.
See,
just
a black postcard jokes also.
Just a black card. Those
were hashtags essentially.
Yeah,
it's like this is where I was.
You can't see it.
Get it?
There was this guy that I worked with, Tyler Hansen, that used to mail random pieces, if anything, to people. He would find it on the street in New York, and it would be like a flyer or a piece of trash or a piece of paper, and put a stamp on it and scribble a note and throw it into a mailbox.
I love that.
Yeah,
I watched him do it.
Anything.
And I watched him do it to random people. Like, he would just be like, I'm going to send this to my friend in California.
Like a playing card.
Me and my
sister
did.
A paper plate he found on the street in New York.
We did coasters for a while back and forth.
That's so
just
cute.
Like at a bar, write a note, stamp, throw it in.
Dude,
you get the coaster,
If you're at a bar and you want to send us a coaster, I'm going to give you an address, but I don't know whose. I'll give you Phil's.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you my personal address.
Wait a minute.
Phil, can I give him your address?
I have a
second?
Child.
Okay. Right.
What? I have two kittens, Phil. Yeah. You think you're hot shit, y'all?
Nikki, we haven't even talked about your kittens.
There's two beautiful cats. Their names are Big Ed and Norma. Okay. I got news too, all right?
She's got some fucking news. And you know what? I'm kind of excited that Headquarters is going to be taking a break. We'll be able to do a podcast with a cat around, thank God.
No
thank
kidding.
God.
It's been weird without having any cats.
It's just silence.
Yeah.
No cute tricks.
I know. We like animals.
I know.
We're very
animal
friendly podcast.
We should see if we
podcast.
Can do a remote show from Pounce. That would be the shit.
I think that's a genius idea.
That's a great
idea. That'd be fun.
Oh my
the
God,
cat cafe in Charleston.
The podcat.
Oh my God.
Oh, the podcat.
The podcat.
Yes.
What if we just only had cats as guests?
That would be awesome. We'd be like, what's up? This cat's name is Hamburger.
Guess who doesn't have a long-winded, boring story to tell? Hamburger.
Oh my God.
You never have
Best
to fake laugh
ever.
At an opinion of Hamburger's jokes.
Not
ever.
At all. Oh, but only if the sound effects leading into the show are like the twinkling of a cat toy, like a little bell. That would
we'll all smoke some catnip.
What?
Yeah.
It would be great.
That sounds nice.
Let's
I
do
can't
it.
Sit still on catnip. I'm sorry.
Oh, you just start chasing things. You start
I'll
gnawing on your tail.
I'll destroy this place on catnip.
All right. We'll give you some for humans. That'll keep you nice and in your seat.
We'll figure something out for me.
That's a great idea, Phil. Pounce.
Phil, that is a good idea. I think I'm going to call them. We got to call them.
Yeah.
You guys know I'm up in
you
there all the time.
Gonna, you know they're going to be down.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
I don't know. It's hard to get in there. They might be like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That place is killing it. Remember, Phil,
really?
I just want to point out, this is a little retroactive thing that I've been thinking about. Remember when you said they weren't going to last?
I think, okay, no, wait a minute. Don't misquote me, because okay. This is bullshit. Okay?
I feel like this is from season two. There was
yeah,
a point.
I know
like,
that we had a conversation. I know we had a conversation, okay?
I feel like, and if I remember correctly, I was like, no, they're going to make it.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, now listen. Huh. I also very much remember saying that I completely support what they're doing.
Yeah.
But yes. I did not think.
You didn't?
I totally love them. I love what they're doing. No, they're finding cats' homes. I didn't see it.
Did you guys hear that they bought the building next to them and it's going to be a puppy cafe?
Yeah.
That's real.
Are you serious?
Yes. Not only are they... are they still around? They're thriving.
Wow. They're expanding into
what's
other
that,
animals.
What's that one going to be called? We should come up with a name for them.
No, it's called something. It's at the tip of my tongue.
It's a puppy cafe.
I never knew.
It's
a pub. It's like a puppy pub.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Or a pubby.
Maybe it's a puppy pub.
Uh-huh. A puppy pub.
A classic English puppy.
Oh my God. My heart is beating outside of my chest.
Maybe it's an Irish puppy. I don't know.
An Irish puppy? I don't know. I don't know.
It's just a puppy. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. But it is opening soon. So yeah, they're thriving. Yeah. I mean, you can't be right all the time.
You should have them like conjoined and like in the center, call it the mosh pit. And then if you want to get crazy, you just get in there.
Just mixing it up.
Wow. Archer still doesn't care for Ada. They like get close to each other, but then it ends up with Archer just popping her.
Oh, really?
He's not into it.
They can't even kind of hang out.
They like kind of
lay
near each
other. Archer was the king,
uh-huh.
And then you not only brought in one dog, you brought in like eight.
Eight.
Right.
That's a lot.
So if I was Archer, I would have a little fuck you happening.
And if they can hang out like 8 feet apart, that's basically tight. Like being friends.
Listen, you have a big
for
house.
For different species.
That's true.
Like, that's pretty cool.
How really else could they hang out? What could they do?
Like, they're not going to like
go to the movies together.
They're not going to play cards.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to the movies. They just lay next to each other in the same vicinity.
In a wonderful, cozy house.
I'm not
going
to buy it a beer.
I'm not renting shoes.
I'm not going to take your turn.
I'm not going to pick out a movie on Netflix with it.
Yeah.
But I'll lay around by it. That's the best we can hope for.
Yeah.
I'm not going to split the toppings on the pizza. I mean, like, what do you want in your half?
No, I'm ordering the pizza and you can have some maybe.
Yeah.
For
you
half
can have the pizza
price.
Bones.
Pizza yeah. bones.
Those are my fave.
Pizza bones.
There's never any pizza bones in my house.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We eat crust. We eat crust at my house too.
Even if it's not that good. I don't know why. I just eat the whole slice.
Well, it just seems very wasteful.
I just eat all the pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Every slice.
It's not like, you know. Yeah.
Pizza is popping the fuck off. Nikki, did you get to Renzo finally?
No, I haven't. I'm coming. I love
Evan,
their Instagram feed. And we love everyone that owns it. And I just want to go. Maybe we'll go. We'll find a moment.
Date.
Well, listen, guys, you come to F&B Radio headquarters.
Yes.
Okay. And then when that's over, then we'll go out to restaurants again.
That's right. Because May 31st, you got 22 days left. And by the time this comes out, subtract five.
Less.
Yeah, two. When is this coming out? Saturday? Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, subtract 2 days. 21 days left.
Three.
To come to F&B.
3 weeks. We can get into a lot of trouble in 3 weeks, people. You can drink a lot in 3 weeks.
That's right.
So much trouble. And then imagine, like, you know, those last, you know, the last week or so?
Yeah.
That's like a fraternity that's moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, guys, I'm like, talking.
Man,
we're going to do body paint.
Like,
we're going
about,
to
like,
fill this place filled
a
with
place
bubbles.
Of bad decisions.
You start that's, having lock ins.
That's bad.
People just
bad
don't.
Things.
There's going to be a baby
kind
pool
of
full of jello. There's going to be an above ground pool full of jello.
It's going to get crazy.
We're
going
to have everything.
It's going to, we are going to.
Human cornhole.
Human cornhole.
Oh, we're gonna have.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a thing.
There's gonna be strippers,
God.
Dippers.
It's gonna
quippers.
Be
quippers.
Suspension artists.
Tattoo artists.
It's gonna be a fucking circus.
Someone's gonna be in here giving haircuts.
Yeah, just cutting hair. Not even by choice. She's just gonna come and cut your hair.
People are gonna cut your hair.
It's
and
fucking wild.
While there's a cook pop up happening right next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just food and hair.
Cooking with
dogs.
It's just gonna be.
There is a dog in
crazy.
Here all the time.
But really good for families.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's one thing we know is that this place is great for kids.
Oh,
dog friendly.
Golly.
All the things. I mean, you can bring your whole house here.
Yeah. Anybody, old people?
BYO.
They love
chair.
It here.
Yeah. We had super old lady here the other day.
She was asleep.
She was resting.
Super old.
She was just on the couch. Our
it's
family was having a
here.
Great time.
You know, sometimes you gotta let Nana lie down. She's tired.
Nana is fucking worn out.
Okay,
she's
Nana
old.
Can party
today. Julian said that when I walked up to the grocery store thing, he goes, "Oh, mom, that lady's old," and I was like, "Dude, don't." I was like, "People don't say you're small." That's rude.
True.
Yeah, that's rude. Don't be ageist.
I know. I was like, and don't ever really comment on people's appearance. He didn't seem to understand, but I
he
guess
was like,
he's
Mom,
just,
what do you mean?
He's just
we're coming
making...
into that, you know, like the whole country's turning into Florida, though. You guys know that, right?
What do you mean?
Well, we got all the baby boomers, you know. It's a huge, it's a, you know, after World War II, everybody came home, had a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
And now they're all super old. So we're like swimming in old people.
Yeah. And people
that
are living
soft. You know?
That's a squishy pool, right?
Kind of wrinkly.
Not
but
a lot
soft.
Of teeth.
Yeah. Papery.
No sharp edges.
Nice and like, yeah, yeah. Like,
very soft
like
hair.
A bunch of like eels.
Why would you
soft
say
hair?
That?
Because they're just not, no sharp edges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of smooth.
Yeah, like you push on a, like a cheek or a,
yeah.
or
you know?
A forearm, it just gives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just old people. They live longer too now. People are living longer than they've ever lived.
Which
right.
Sounds...
So the old people aren't dying and no. more old people are arriving
and
every
guys,
year.
A couple of us that,
you know?
the rest of us that didn't have kids,
you guys haven't
we're
died.
Starting to make plans now. I'm making plans now.
What are
yeah,
you're making
what?
Plans?
What do you mean?
I'm making plans because we got to figure it out. I'm not going to have a beautiful daughter or son that's going to look at me and be like, you need to quit talking because I got to put you up somewhere. You
yeah.
can't drive no more. Nikki.
Right.
So I was talking to Hayden about it the other day. I was like, but now what's coming up is like these people, these childless adult communities where.
Oh, really? What's
it's
that?
It's like a neighborhood where you live with a couple other couples around you and people just come and check on you every day.
That sounds amazing.
And like so, when you're super old? Is
yeah,
that what
but,
you mean?
So
yeah.
you can live by your friends that
but
also
like,
didn't
but
have
like
kids.
It gradually. Uh-huh. So at first they sort of check on you. And then as you get older, they're the ones, these nurses are going to be like, guys. Sponge bath time. You're doing a terrible job
extra
of showers.
Old.
I got you because you signed up for this when you were younger. So
right.
I got you.
Wow.
I see.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so basically we're adopting adult nurses as our children. And I'm okay with that. Feels good.
Well, yeah, because you got to have someone to complain about.
Well, you know what? Like that.
You got to be like, oh, God,
that
fucking Cheryl.
That takes the risk out. You know, when you have a kid, there's a chance that they're just going to grow up and look at you and say, fuck you, Dad. You know?
Right.
And they're
solid
not
going
to. You know what I mean? There's
yeah.
a really good, solid chance. So
they're not
this
contractually.
Way, you're adopting, like, basically a
someone
sure
who was,
thing.
Who was trained
yeah.
to be kind. Or at least
be the
firm.
Good kid.
Or a little round.
Because you don't want to be like my Uncle Jeff taking care of, you know, Aunt Wanda. He's doing a bad job. Nobody can stop him because he's her kid.
Yeah. Oh,
he's supposed to take care of her, but he's sucking at it.
He's like...
Well, it's kind of a shitty job.
Truth
bomb.
Yeah,
just
that's
saying.
That's
like,
why the nurses should do it. Because they're a special calling, those people.
Yeah.
Well, the same grandma that didn't... that I didn't send the gift well card for her uh-huh. facelift is the same grandparent that was like, fuck all y'all, we're moving to Oregon. And they moved into one of those communities and they had 4 kids.
They had a great life.
They had a great life. They traveled to Singapore all the time. And then they were like, nah, we're good. We'll be over here in Oregon in this awesome place that we picked out for ourselves.
That sounds tight.
Yeah, they thought it through.
Especially if you move in with a couple of your friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen, like, I feel like I'm going to be a good time an old lady.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, I want to play Mahjong.
It just depends. Like, I don't know. Like, it just depends. Depends how old you get.
It just depends.
I mean, you could be old for 25 years.
I'm amazed I've lived this long.
I mean, I'm hoping that, like, I don't know. I'd like to die around, like,
Phil,
like
are we
south
really
of
going
80. You know?
South of 80?
Yeah.
That
south
doesn't
of
give
80?
You very long.
That doesn't give you very 78.
Yeah, that's a good time.
No, 70 is the new 40.
Yeah, that's...
What?
You're going to have like 30-something more years?
Once
that's
you
not
get
that
into
good.
The 80s, it's like, whoa, man.
I don't know. I've seen some really 80-year-old people that are doing stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go out to eat. They fucking go everywhere.
Those are like the ones
they
that...
They get hammered.
But those are the ones that did a lot
Iris
of...
Apple? I mean, come on.
A lot of
her best
jogging life. In the 40s. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Calisthenics.
I'm not a workout guy.
They had that little machine
no,
with the
actually,
rubber.
Some of the people
that
live
you.
The longest are usually ripping cigs and like
that's,
drinking yeah. whiskey. How many 100-year-old hillbillies do you know? Tons.
A lot.
Tons.
I don't know any 100-year-old anybody's.
I don't.
I know some 96-year-olds, but man, they're old as fuck.
I had a great step grandfather that lived to be like almost 100, and he drank pickle juice every day. And he was hard on his body otherwise.
Straight up drank pickle
just
juice.
Just right out of the jar.
Pickle juice. That's my secret hangover cure.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the salt and the vinegar. Salt. Like,
huh. Gets you right.
Gets you, it just, your
like
body.
Like a
just,
shot of it? Or how much do you drink?
No, I put it in a snifter and hand warm it. No, I just, you just I just shoot it.
Damn.
Slightly warmed that's, by your hand.
That's nasty.
Pickle juice. No. Oh.
That's nasty.
That is nasty. Ew. No, I don't know. That's I'm into that because I could see how the salt, the vinegar, it could hydrate you.
I mean,
you or
I
something.
Love pickles, so I don't know why I haven't tried that.
Yeah,
I'm
well, and
sure
also before singing competitions, like when I was in choirs, they always gave you pickle juice.
Tighten up the vocal cords, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could feel that.
Maybe I drank pickle juice before I came in here. Were you guys always wondering why I had garlic breath? That's why.
That's why.
You're like, why does... Mm.
Does it have to be the dill or can it be the sweet pickle?
Never the sweet.
That's nasty.
And if someone gave me a sweet pickle juice bag once and I was like, fuck you, dog. Yeah. You're doing it wrong. That's bread and butter pickle... That's... Now, that shit's nasty.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's
sorry,
gross.
I just got really angry.
Well, because sweet and sour pickles or sweet and bread and butter, they kind of come into the forefront as like they're in and dill's sort of out, right? Have you noticed on like pickle plates? Am
that's
I wrong?
That's fucked up. Is that true?
No, but I have to say that not a lot of places that pickle, and almost everybody does a pickle in the South, but it's all sweet. Nobody's, because I mean, I grew up on like that neon green Mount Olive and the Clausen when I was feeling real rich.
The Clausen is what
when
I
my
like.
My mom had like that extra money. She was like, nah, girl, these got to stay in the fridge.
Right.
These are so real.
This is actual food.
These can't sit out.
These can't sit
this
out.
This is perishable.
No, but I love those like the kosher dill, like the real fucking garlicky.
Oh, God.
High
acid. Yes.
But I mean, am I?
And
I
even
feel
like a light pickling even can be
or,
nice.
Or like the half sour.
Like
still, like,
yeah,
or like the true.
A little fresh.
Oh, God.
Or
a
cornichon.
I want a pickle so bad. Or a cornichon.
Those are my fave. But then like when I came back here, I'm like, everybody's pate. It's got a sweet pickle. Everybody's got a sweet pickle.
I feel like
and I like them.
I mean, they're
that's
good.
A southern thing, though,
it's
right?
It's a southern, but I mean, but I want the bracing. Well, and that's, and I also love like the cocktail onions, which are also found in the cans of the cornichons, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite part of like opening a can of cornichons for working in a restaurant and just like popping out all the oven onions and eating them.
Wow.
I like that. Well, and there's a saltier, right?
Yeah.
I like it when we talk about pickles.
Yeah. No, but I've just been wondering, I'm like, are they not popular anymore? Because for a while it was like whose pickles were spicy and whose pickles were like kosher. Those were the those were the really popular ones. But maybe it's both.
I don't know. I mean, it never left me.
I've got room for all the pickles.
I love like all the things like pickled cauliflower.
Oh, the chardonnay.
Pickled jalapenos. Mm-hmm.
I mean, can one eat a tuna sandwich without pickled jalapenos? I can't, personally.
Oh,
that's delicious.
It's so good.
That has been, I've been eating, like, this is embarrassing, but I've been eating a ton of tuna. I don't know. I'm pregnant and I'm
tuna's
having,
great.
And it's like the only thing that doesn't make me want to barf. And it seems
that's
like
so
it would
random.
Be the it seems like it would make you want to barf.
But what a good thing for you because that I mean, canned fish, hell yeah.
Good
all
for
of
you.
It.
Right?
It's good for you because it's got the little stuff in it, right?
Tuna salad. It's my fave.
Fuck yeah.
Make a tuna sandwich. Nikki, make a good tuna sandwich. I had one.
Thanks, Doc.
But I didn't know it was the hot peppers.
I always put jalapenos and I always put capers in it.
Mm.
It's my snake. That's why people are like, why is this? Because
salty,
I don't do the
goodness.
Sweet relish.
No, yeah. I would
so
never
I go,
sweet relish.
I go
yeah,
the
I
other
don't
route.
That either.
I also don't like any sweet relish that you can really buy. It's like if you have some good sweet pickles, sure.
I mean,
put them in a special sauce. And that's fine with me.
Yeah, I think that it's the kind of, the South is hot, you know what I mean? And so, like, as far as in fashion.
Yeah.
The South
and
is,
hot.
Is,
it's also hot.
It's also physically
temperature
hot. But it's the fad place, so then pickles are all sweet right now.
Right, cause that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
I feel like even in restaurants that aren't in the South, the sweet pickle is very
but I think that's because of the South being kind of hot nationwide.
I think so too. In fact, the James Beard Awards proved that the South is fucking hot. There were so many.
Rodney Scott.
Bless him. And Fig getting the wine.
The wine
finally,
that was a big
outstanding
deal.
Wine program.
That's a big
really
deal.
Really amazing.
Congratulations to everybody And there was so much amazing, amazing representation from the South and women and people of color. It was really, I was like fucking proud of them.
And everybody had some really good speeches too.
I literally just was, I teared up several times.
Several times.
Mostly at Gabrielle Hamilton.
Oh my God. Gabrielle, we just love you so much.
Her speech was really amazing.
Listen, that woman was born to talk.
Yeah, and right, I'm like, can you just keep talking? Give her a podcast.
Somebody give her podcast.
A live stream of whatever she's talking
about
all the time.
I just want a stream of consciousness. I want to hear her describe a morning.
Yeah, she doesn't need to talk to anyone else. Like, just talk. Yeah.
Just talk. She doesn't need to be interviewed. She just needs to share. And I know she's trying to write books and you want to put it on paper, but I want it in my ears because her voice is so soothing. Yeah. She's such a captivating person.
There's so many beautiful speeches. Jose Andreas.
Jose Andreas got me in all the feels.
God, humanitarian. He's a fucking humanitarian of the year.
But for the low country, I
mean, Rodney Highlands. Like, Rodney.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing.
And yes. Rodney Scott, pillar of the community, amazing human being.
First African American ever to get Best Chef Southeast.
No, yes. Really?
Guy sauces with a mop head. Yeah. You know? Like, I love it.
What I couldn't get over, I was like,
brilliant food.
This man, best chefs in the Southeast, and that's a huge thing to be right now, has a fucking drive-thru. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America. Like,
you don't even have to stop. You don't even have to get out of your car. I think about that all the time, and I just can't.
You know I do it all the time.
I know.
I think I might do it today.
Let's leave. Let's drive through Rodney Scott and just fucking pour champagne into the window.
When you have a kid, like... Dreams. A drive-thru like that
with real food,
that's magic.
Tell me any other place that you can drive through that's not, that isn't disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
That like, is nowhere. Just
the next step down is a giant leap down to, I don't even, you know what I mean? Chick-fil-A? I don't even know.
It's pretty good. I'll do it. It's not the best chef.
Like, that's the next best drive-thru.
He's incredible.
But even then they hate love. So that's
tough.
They hate love.
You can't even.
And they're closed on Sundays, lest we never forget.
Yeah, guess who's there for you on Sunday? Rodney.
Rodney motherfucking Scott.
With the great music and the fucking killer food that's
delicious. Food. Y'all, the prime rib sandwich?
Oh, that's their swan song. Everything. And I think that was so cool to watch, like, how people are really making an effort and the way the tides have turned, even just in a year. If you look at the awards last year, like the people that they're highlighting and the things that are like, now that's the best chef in the Southeast. Like, that is amazing. And he's only the second pitmaster to ever receive the award.
And as we've talked about, with all of the time and effort, like Elliot Moss mentioned this, is that it's unbelievable that barbecue is one of the least expensive foods on earth, but it takes days.
And tons of labor.
Days.
Someone has to be there to watch it.
People are like, I'm not going to pay more than $11 for a barbecue plate, but you would pay $12 for a Reuben?
Yeah, and it's not even the amount of labor is one thing, but then you think about the fact that in most cases, somebody had to stay up all night.
All night.
Like, it's not just
not
like...
Not even a normal day's
like,
work.
Yeah, like, you might have... It might have taken you 14 hours to put this Reuben together if you made the bread and made the... You know, like, did everything. Maybe so. But when you think about barbecue, it's that, like, you had... Someone had to be there overnight.
No
like,
breaks.
It has to happen
Nobody
all night
whips
long.
Whips up that you know? Pork.
Yeah.
Or that beef or that chicken or that turkey.
Any of it.
But beautiful. I do think, like, this is kind of in us, it's slow going, but this is what progress looks like.
Yeah,
you know?
I like it.
And to see our industry a little bit on the frontier of progress that's
nice.
A good feeling. Yeah,
it is a good feeling. Because for a while, people were like, screw the Beard Awards, you know, let's just play in the game and all that. But also, I was like, everybody's mad at the James Beard Awards until you're nominated for one.
That's true.
Sure.
That's totally true. And I think they do or have in the past gotten it wrong a lot of times and nobody really knows why. But I think this year with 8 of the best chefs being women out of 15, I just was like, finally, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Give the credit where credit is due and spread it around, you know, where it belongs.
I like that.
To whoever it might deserve it.
Well,
men, women, doesn't
matter.
Well,
that also means that once you do open that up, you're opening up like that academy of people that can now vote. you know, exactly. Because it was just guys voting guys. And now, right. like, we're opening and expanding. So now, like, it can finally breathe a little and grow. And I think it's awesome. And I'm proud of everyone. Because it's a damn entertainment industry. And we deserve a red carpet, too.
Zooey Deschanel was there. Well, I was looking at all the crossover. Yeah, she was one of the presenters. Like, I was looking. Everyone fucking loves food.
She's a doodle. Who, she's lovable.
She really is. No, it was a great award. I was actually happy with it. When as someone who is typically a little bit of a disgruntled James Beard naysayer.
Well, I think that if they didn't turn a corner, then they were
going to be out.
You know what I mean? Obscurity and non-relative.
Yeah, they
were
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where they were headed. So.
And I feel like we're just moving forward to where finally... the Journalism Awards can recognize maybe a, maybe a
South Carolina podcast. And maybe next year.
Maybe it's time for a podcast.
Maybe it's time for a podcast to get recognized that are us.
That
specifically
is
F&B
specifically
Radio.
Specifically just us.
It's our time. Or, I don't know, you guys could just let us host next year. We're funny.
Guess what? We got jokes. And we cool. Like, we know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're really good at giving out awards.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's kind of our thing.
That was Carrie Diamond.
Carrie
saw that
Diamond
right away.
Said so, y'all.
We're just good at giving out awards. It's a weird talent to have.
Yeah, it not is. Everybody you know what I mean? Can be good at it.
I mean,
we're not
what,
good at winning awards. That's not our thing.
Obviously.
Oh, but we did win an award.
We did.
Won a major
I'm not
award.
Saying that we can't win an award. Yeah. I'm just saying that's not our thing.
It's like, yeah.
We're better at giving than receiving.
We're so
receiving.
Good at giving, yes.
And actually, we get more joy out of the giving, really.
Doesn't
we
anybody?
Do.
We do.
I think everybody does. I certainly do.
I think all
receiving
three of us.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, because you want to be excited, but you don't want to be overexcited. And like,
right.
Yeah. Well, and see, but that's the thing. We alleviate that when we give you the award because we're not looking for a response because we attack you.
And then we leave.
And then we leave immediately so that you don't have to just stand there while we're staring.
You don't have to
staring.
Be awkward. You don't have to say the wrong thing. You don't have to do anything but just take the glitter and
you just have to
take
clean
it.
Up the mess that
that's
made.
All.
That's on y'all for being great.
Do. I'm just saying. That's
what greatness is.
That's what greatness feels like.
Of genius.
Yes.
That's the greatness. No, we're going to go to commercial break. And then when we come back, guys, we got to wrap this little Just Us session up. And then, I don't know. We're going to next week. Oh, next week is a huge, huge deal. So it'll be the winemaker, Brienne Day from Day
Brienne
Wines
Day.
In Oregon. She's a huge leader, in natural winemaking in Oregon and
her
in
wines
America.
Are absolutely delicious. It's a big honor.
She's cool.
I'm pumped.
I've been following her all around town. She's got her baby here. They're just eating everywhere. She's one cool mama.
I can't wait.
I know, I'm pumped up.
Commercial!
Did you want to throw an award ceremony, but you don't have any presenters?
Yes.
Here's the thing, is that part of the show is presenting, and I've got no one. And
we have all the winners.
Yeah.
That's all picked down. We've got all the decorations and the walk-off music.
We even rented the space.
We've got the venue. It's all set up.
We've got the actual... physical awards, and they're shined up.
They're all ready to go, but there's no one to present them, and we don't want it to be awkward. So I found this new service.
What do you do? What is it?
You basically tell them what kind of awards it is. Like, maybe it's like the best pit master. Maybe it's the, I don't know, best...
Humanitarian
of the year. Maybe
Smasher of the Patriarch.
Yeah.
Number one physicist.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know, right?
Best architect.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Architects Awards. The techies,
funniest
I think
accountant.
They're called.
Yeah, cartoonists.
Any of those awards, whatever your industry might be. And it matches you up with someone that really knows that kind of industry in and outside. Inside and out. What did I say?
I like that. In and outside.
In and outside.
So because you wouldn't really have your improv comic maybe, you know, presenting the award for...
neurological surgeries.
Neurological mastery.
Exactly.
So you'd have like a surgeon.
Correct. A doctor. Nice. A couple of doctors.
A doctor.
They really
know
the
what
lingo.
They're talking about.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
So it matches you up with those two, and then they just kind of come to your show. They do it exactly how you want it to, and it's
they
really
set the
easy.
Tone?
Oh, do they set the tone? They get the crowd hyped.
They do?
They say inside jokes.
Oh, my God.
The service just finds the perfect person.
And they have the appropriate, like, high five, low five, back slap, hug, fist bump.
They've got a super secret handshake. They've
tight.
Got a beautiful tux or a beautiful
been given
dress.
The perfect parameters for not too short, not too wordy.
That's right. They keep
right
it moving.
In the sweet spot.
And keeping it bright, like keeping people interested, because these things can go a while.
Oh,
people
God.
Hungry.
You don't want to fall asleep when people get to the middle of the awards where they start talking about like best steeple on a church for the architect awards. Like you that gets boring as fuck. You
it
know?
Does.
So yeah, they keep it moving. They keep it moving. And yeah, it's
the Presenters Are Us.
It's Presenters Are Us. And if you want to put your Presenters Are Us on our commercial, you just email us at fnbradio@gmail.com. That's FNBRADIO@gmail.com to put your Presenters Are Us on our
commercial.
Guys, we could really use that.
I like that.
We could even market ourselves on that.
I was going to say, I want to try out for that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you could put me in a couple of, I really like to feed off people's energies.
Wow, I do too. And I think that you and I and Phil.
That's
kind
of all three
do.
Of us. It's our superpower.
A lot of people don't know this about me, but I am excellent at reading cue cards.
Really? That's
really
the
good.
Hardest part.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really good at it.
How do you, because wait, how do you know?
You just
I'm
have
talking
to,
about like.
You got to eye the commas and plan the periods.
See, Nikki knows.
What does that even mean?
Which of the, like, if somebody handed me like a paragraph or a poem, you've got to know when to break away. Take the eye contact back.
Wow.
Take it back.
Oh, my God.
Pause gently. And then say the line.
How did you acquire the skill? When have you ever read a cue card? That's amazing.
I have read cue cards.
That's awesome.
A couple times. I don't remember when.
Nikki's got another life we don't even know about.
I'm telling you.
No, I got some email that was like, they're doing a Squarespace is doing this, like, it's like a reality show, but it's a reality show podcast. So you could be the next great podcast host. Like
reality show podcast?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's just like a reality show where you compete.
Wait, so it's like American Idol, but American podcast?
It's just a podcast.
Should we try out for it?
I don't know. You have to be able to be in Brooklyn for like.
I don't understand what this means.
Think about like American Idol for
it's
television,
like,
but it's only
but it's
a podcast.
You being a podcast host. So instead of saying like, okay, now we're going to sing everything from the 70s.
Yeah,
they're
going
to be like, okay, Phil, now we're going to put you in a scenario where you have a guest that is very sleepy.
Yeah.
How are you going to snap up to the challenge?
Yeah.
Really?
And then you just compete. Do what you do.
You compete as a podcast host on a podcast.
Listen, wow. Everybody knows I'm not afraid to sell out. I think that sounds awesome.
I didn't even think it was selling
Let's
out.
Let's go to Brooklyn.
Like, all right. Well,
take your pregnant ass to Brooklyn.
We can apply for it. It's a podcast host competition reality podcast.
I think that we should apply for it.
All right, let's do it. Guys, if you think
guys,
we should apply.
Guys, should you support us?
If yeah. I can figure out what this means, then I'm down.
No, why don't you understand what this means?
I get it, I guess.
So they, you think you can dance as for dancers?
They're videoing?
No.
No,
it's
just
only audio.
Audio.
It's only audio.
Yeah.
And it's like, how good are you at being a podcast host?
Exactly. So if you listen to podcasts, and you know when you listen to a podcast and you're like, I hate this. They just talking over one another and her voice real squeaky and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you listen to a podcast like Malcolm Gladwell just came out with his new episodes and I like cannot get enough of him for some reason.
Uh-huh.
He's great.
So, but then you let America decide.
Exactly. Like, okay. So it would be like if we do our show every week and then we're like, all right, I'm
That's
hosting
so
this competition and it's Nikki and Phil
the
versus each other.
The pressure's what makes you good.
God,
the pressure's what makes Carrie Underwood.
That's right. That's how you get a Carrie Underwood.
That's right. What?
She was on a competition.
She was on American Idol. Nobody knows that she's like one of the biggest superstars
that.
On earth. She won American Idol.
She won it early.
Jennifer Hudson got an Oscar and she didn't win American Idol. She was just on the show.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Hashtag Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Phil, get your application together.
Okay.
What if we all had to battle each other, though, as hosts? I don't know if you can come in as a threesome. I think it's individual hosts.
It's individual, then I'm not signing up. No way. I can't do this without you guys. It's impossible.
Aww, no, that's nice.
That would be
nice. And yet, notice how Lindsay and I didn't say anything. We were like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
girl.
Take to the mic.
Do this.
I'm going
to take to the mics. Hopefully, they don't need me to turn a mic on because I don't know how to do that.
No, that's not what a host is, unfortunately.
Because I'm not really sure.
Nikki killed it. Her mic wasn't on.
Mic wasn't on.
God, if
I
we had been rolling, that was
boy,
sex.
It was good.
It was good. It wasn't recorded, but it was good. Rest assured.
Those that were in the room said.
They were like, just blown away. Mm. Yeah, guys, we got to host our own podcast.
I know. We don't need a competition, but I would totally sign up for it if you
want
to.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Maybe if it was like a team sport.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't read
individual
the rules
yet. Individual sport, that just seems, gosh.
Well, because I mean, there's not that many just singled out.
Are most
out.
Podcasts like just one person?
Well, if you think about it, a lot of them are, but a lot of them aren't, especially when it comes to sports. radio. You need like a bam, 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 bam.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean like all of them, the two dope queens, like the ones that are really big. Because a lot of things are just a collection of research and stories, but I feel like if it's a competition, ain't nobody got no time for research. You need quick thinking people.
That's right. People can think on their feet. And I mean, Mark Maron does his on his own. I don't know.
Bill Burr and like all of them.
Bill Burr's is crazy because he doesn't even have guests. He just talks.
It's just a stream of consciousness.
He just talks forever.
I know.
And people love it. It's one of the number one podcasts.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it's like how your grandma listened to Rush Limbaugh all day, every single day. That's how people, how millennials be listening to Bill Burr.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to check it out, Phil.
I tried to like him.
It wasn't my favorite.
I
don't know.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine. Jeremy always tries to play his stuff for me.
I'm not trying
to
be mean.
Turn this shit off.
I'll be mean. Fuck it. People are mean to me sometimes. I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
I don't know. I watch comedians and sometimes I dig them and most of the time I don't.
Yeah. He's not my style. It's not my cup of tea. No, you guys know what my cup of tea is though? You.
You're my favorite cup of tea.
I'm a cup of mint tea.
You're minty.
Right.
You're minty.
Because it's herbaceous.
Because it's herbaceous. That's an alliteration to the fact that Phil is high.
He's very herbaceous.
He's very herbaceous.
Mark it, you fuckers.
Sorry, fucking
oh my
Mark.
God, lest somebody think that Phil smokes.
What?
What?
Not Phil.
Not care. Phil.
Philip Michael Cohen, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Lindsay Marie. I would like to thank Nikki Ann Holt-Fairman.
Oh my God.
God, Nikki,
right? Love being together. You nailed it.
It's so good to be together.
Listen, Lindsay, way to have a podcast.
Thanks. Oh yeah. Man, it's my pleasure. Three more in the studio.
Three more in the studio. Get in here.
Come check us
out,
you guys.
Snuggle us up and buy some of this product because it's got to go.
Having an effing yard sale.
Sell. It's an effing yard sale. So come on in.
Get
half
here.
Half price wine Tuesdays, Wednesdays,
Thursdays, Friday. No.
No. Well, we'll talk about it in last week.
Maybe.
But just get in here. Listen, do you want to rip shots?
Yeah.
While I'm in your lap?
Yeah.
Then get on down here.
Fuck yeah.
I'm ripe for sitting.
Hell yeah. Get on down here. And you can come to the show next week if you want to. Just, you can DM me on F&B Radio's Instagram.
Slide into that DM.
And you can get a glass of baby cheeks with the price of your ticket, which is $12. It's basically just buying a glass of wine. That's it.
Only you get to really listen to Brandy talk about why she creates such incredible wines.
God, she's a fucking unicorn.
I've got some questions for her. I'm pumped.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get on that. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye